Blog Talk Radio.
To Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and we are all very happy to be together in the presence of the Lord. Amen? Amen. And as we join together, we want to remember all those who are having circumstances that are causing them a little inconvenience, among many other things. But the Lord is blessing them, and he will bring them through. Amen. There are people all over the world with situations that would make our present situation seem minuscule. But God loves everybody on this planet. He loves everybody. Everybody doesn't love him, but he loves everyone. And he provides for animals. He provides for grass. He even provides for weeds. And so we should look at life a little differently because we know these things about our Heavenly Father. There isn't anything that he created that he doesn't make provision for. Amen? We may not know how to find the provision, but there's a provision made available for everyone. So we want to thank him for his constant care. And we want to thank him for his flowing provision toward us. We want to thank him for gracing us with faith to believe that we might receive and all our needs are met. Amen? And at the same time, we want to be gracious and merciful to those that are experiencing a difficult time. They're all around us everywhere. Some of them we know and some of them we don't. But we should be considerate. And we should listen to the Holy Spirit when he prompts us to be a part of recovery during difficulty. And while I don't necessarily recommend a particular charity, I do recommend you listen to the Holy Spirit and let him lead you and guide you. He will never deceive you because he is the Spirit of truth. Amen. Now, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to come thanking you and praising you. You're a wonderful God. We wouldn't have any other. And we want to thank you for your provision for those who are experiencing misfortune at this time, for whatever the reason may be. Especially due to flood and surge waters and weather situations. Situations that are actually beyond their control, Lord. We ask you to have mercy upon them. Release your favor upon them, Lord. Release your protection for their lives. And we ask you, Lord, to make this a quick recovery for them. Make this a quick recovery for them, Lord. You know, many people have seen very difficult and trying situations during these past 2 years. And they've pretty much been through it, Lord. So we ask for your mercy to flow to them. We ask for everything that they need to be supplied to them. We ask you, Lord, to use these situations to increase their faith in you and their trust in you and their a deep down inside knowing that you're watching over them, you're protecting them, and you're taking care of them, Lord. So we ask you, Lord, because you bless the good and the evil, to bless those who stand in need of blessing and to provide whatever the need may be. If it's someplace to sleep, that they have someplace to sleep, Lord, where they're not endangered. If it's the insurance adjuster getting around to them, then help the insurance adjuster. Whatever the situation may be, Lord, there are all kinds of situations and so many that it's too numerous for all of us to mention or keep track of, Lord. But we ask that you have mercy because you are gracious and kind and full of love. You are love. And we thank you, Lord, for your constant provision and your satisfaction of their need. In Jesus' name, we just thank you, Lord. You know, it's easy to sit up and say, well, I need this and I need that. But there's always going to be somebody that has a need that's greater than our own. And we need to keep that in mind. Amen? We need to keep that in mind. There's always somebody, and they may not be far away, that has a need that's greater than our own. And the very least that we could do is to offer prayer on their behalf. Amen? So let us be generous in prayer, and should the Lord prompt us to do more, then by all means do that. Amen? Praise God. Amen. Amen. You know, there are some people that really don't know any better, you know. They think the government does absolutely everything when catastrophic events take place. But the government does what the government has allotted. And then after that, people are just left trying to fend for themselves, you know. And I'm just asking the Lord to be very gracious with them. Very gracious. And to help them through their situations. Amen. Help them through their situations. You know, sometimes the need may be financial, and sometimes the need may be material, and sometimes the need may be spiritual. They may need encouragement. Amen? They may need encouragement. They may need hope. They may need to just feel loved from God. So whatever the need is, Lord, we're asking for you to provide. And we give you praise for it in Jesus' name. We plead the merit of the shed blood of Jesus over them. And we ask that you use these circumstances in their lives, Lord, to draw them closer to you and even to receive salvation. We ask, Lord, that you send compassionate persons, helpful persons, knowledgeable persons across their path, even to witness to the love of God and what you've done for them when they encountered difficult circumstances. We want to thank you for all the utility companies that come together. To ease the burden and to reestablish electrical connections, Lord. They have to leave their homes and their families. They have issues too, Lord. We ask you to bless them. And all the workers that come together, Lord, whether they are from that particular area or from far away, they come to pitch in, to help, to offer assistance, and to give support. And we ask you to bless them, bless their homes, because the Bible says, whatsoever we sow, that also shall we reap. So we thank you, Father, for their hours and hours of tireless work and dislocation from their own home. And help them, Lord, because the day comes when everybody needs help. So we thank you, Lord, and we give you praise. We ask you, Lord, to open our eyes to the needs that are right around us, something that you would have us to participate in some way or to contribute to. Whatever the case may be, Lord, we ask you to open our eyes and show us that we might see. We don't want to walk around here blind, saying, I'm not their brother's keeper. Am I their brother's keeper? Am I supposed to do? No, we want to know and we want to do. We want to be active members of the body of Christ, showing the love of God to others, Lord. That's who we want to be. We want to be used of God. And these final hours, we want to be used of God. So we thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes and our hearts and sometimes our wallets as well to those that really do have a need, Father. We give you praise. We ask you, Lord, also that as we go forth at whatever word of the Lord you would have us to share, that we would not be fearful and not be hesitant, but we would speak forth the truth that you have taught us. We will not be ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, for it's the power of God unto salvation, Lord. We would that men would be saved, Lord, regardless to how young they are or how old they are. We thank you, Lord, for giving us the courage we need at the moment to act on the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We want to thank you for the word of God. We want to thank you for your grace, for your abundant grace. We want to thank you for your abundant grace and the work that you've been doing in our lives. Amen. The work that you've been doing in our lives. We want to thank you for the fear of the Lord, for faith, for humility, for strength, for victory in spiritual warfare, for abundant grace and favor. We want to thank you, Lord. We want to thank you for those that are pitching in, that are on the scene. We ask that you strengthen them, that they won't be so weary in well-doing. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We ask that you pour the love of God continually in our hearts that we might pour out to others in need, Father. Thank you. Thank you for blessing us. Thank you for entrusting us with your word, that we would share it with those who need to hear it. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you that the steps of a righteous person are ordered of the Lord. So that means we have to follow the orders that you're giving us, because those are the steps that you have for us. We want to thank you for showing us the right way to walk, where we should walk, and which path we should take. When there are questions that we have, Lord, concerning what we ought to do, let us refer to Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 7, and let us listen for you. Let us humble ourselves and not be so quick to make our own decisions going our own way, thinking we know what is best. But teach us, Lord, to wait on you and to trust you and to help you, help others, Father. We ask you, Lord, to bless those of us that have a financial need that are in this ministry. Runga de Brosha Larianda, Rukoho Rikite de Ruku, Rilla Lario Sundri Brike, Arroganda Resine, Irugusha da Broca da Resi, Rike de Brosha Larianda Rikisepe. You, Lord, you know who it is and you know what they need. So, Father, we thank you for your abundant provision in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the wealth of the Word of God that you feed us. We want to thank you for the grace to receive your word and apply it to our lives. We want to thank you for your warring, linking angels that surround us and the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We want to thank you for the praising angels, Lord. We want to thank you for linking shields. But most of all, we want to thank you for your presence in our lives. Your presence makes it all worth the while. We give you praise, Lord. You are the true and living God, and beside you, there is none other. So we thank you, Lord. We honor you, and we bless the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We want to welcome all of our first-time listeners or second-time listeners. Welcome to Miracle Internet Church. We are a Christian, non-denominational, international church, founded on the love of Jesus Christ. And we meet here on the internet every Wednesday evening and Friday evening at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. And whatever time that is where you are, we want to thank you for all that you're doing. And we want to thank you for joining us. We encourage you to tell others about us, that they might come and enjoy the wealth of the word and grow and learn and become fruitful Christians in God's kingdom. And we want to invite you into our chat room. Our chat room is located on our webpage, and our webpage is miracleinternetchurch.com. Miracleinternetchurch.com. Amen. Miracleinternetchurch.com. Why do I keep saying it? So you can remember it and share it with someone. Amen? So you can remember it and share it with someone. And when you come up on the website, if you're on a tablet or on a computer, across the banner you'll see MIC Radio Chat. Please do click that link. When the page changes, click Guest. When it changes, type in your name, one of those names that's on your birth certificate, and your greeting to the saints. And the saints will greet you in return. We are also here on Sundays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the U.S., at whatever time that happens to be where you are. And we welcome you then as well. If you're on a cell phone, use your browser to find miracleinternetchurch.com. When the page comes up across the top, across the banner, you'll see three white lines against a black background. We ask that you click those three bars because they open up all the other links to you. And then you can find what you are looking for, MIC Radio Chat, and sign in and greet everyone. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so very much. And we encourage our seasoned members to remember to invite people that you come into acquaintance with to come up and listen. Amen. That's how you discovered. Somehow or other, God took you into the internet and you found us, or someone invited you. So we ask you to invite those who God brings across your path to invite. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate that. Amen. So, I want to direct our thoughts just for a moment toward the things that are happening in our schools in the United States and worldwide. I know some of you think, oh, that's just happening in the U.S. No, it's not. It's worldwide. It's worldwide. Worldwide, people are coming to the understanding that they are groups and organizations that have an intent that is vile and perverse. And their intent is not the will of God, where children or families are concerned. We want you to be aware that these people walk around right in our midst. Some of us have the idea, oh, they're off here in this capital, or, oh, they're there. No, they're everywhere. And they live ungodly lives, and they believe that that is the norm. And they expect everybody to do the same. In fact, they say they're not going to take it anymore. They're not going to be pushed back. They're going to have the preeminence. Well, I don't know about that. But I would encourage you to choose which side you want to be on. Do you want to stand with the Lord or not? Amen. Do you want to stand with the Lord or not? It's a very important decision, because once you leave your body, appear before the Lord, and then the judgment. You appear before the Lord, and then the judgment. So you will be judged on every idle word you've spoken and every deed you have performed, and more. So this is a crucial decision. Whether or not you're willing to stand with the Lord in the face of opposition. You know, some people, you call them fair weather friends because that's what they are. They only stick with you when things are going fine. Jesus had those. They ran off and left him. And that's the way it is in real life. There are those that are ride or die partners, and there are those who will never be. So you have the opportunity to decide what you want to do and who you want to be and how you wish to be known before the throne of God. Amen? How you wish to be known before the throne of God. Because Jesus said, if you deny him down here, he'll deny you before the angels in heaven. So think about that. Give it some serious thought and decide what you want to do. Amen? Amen. Amen. It is certain, Father, that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Heavenly Father, Lord God, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. When we go, your word will lead us. When we sleep, your word will keep us. When we awaken, your word will talk with us. Your word is truly a lamp and a light for us. Thank you for your word, which imparts faith to our hearts. As we believe your word, you fill us with all joy and peace, and we abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, we will not let your word depart from our mouths as we meditate upon its truth day and night. We will walk in your word daily and know that you will fulfill your promise to make our way prosperous and to fill our life with good success. Heavenly Father, your wonderful word gives us life because it is the word of life. It reminds us that death and life are in the power of the tongue, and that when we speak your word, we speak forth life into our own heart and into the hearts of others. As we continue to hold forth your word, Lord, help us to rejoice as in the day of Christ, knowing that our labor is never in vain in you. Help us to always be a doer of your word, not only a hearer. By keeping your word, we realize that your love is made perfect in us. Give us your grace, Lord, to be both a doer and a keeper of your word. Lord, your way is perfect and your word is tried. You are our buckler and we put our trust in you. We know your word will never return to you without it having its desired effect. Thank you for your word, Father, and help us to keep on walking in your word. Heavenly Father, we want to live by every word that comes from your mouth. Your word is wonderful to us. It is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. We will walk in the light of your word every day of our lives. Every day of our lives. Amen. Every day of our lives. Amen. Do you choose obedience every day before the Lord? It's important to do obedience before the Lord every day. Every day. Because any day could be our last day, you know? It's just that way. Amen. We thank you, Father, for supplying all of our need according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, all his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous. We take the territory from Satan. In Jesus' name, we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we close and seal all portals, channels, open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones, and we bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland, and we bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking, reporting, watchers, listeners, peeps, whispers, familiar demons, all electronic, digital, and technology demons and their attacks. We bind forced feedback, cyber stalking, cyber sex crimes, pornography, demonic curiosity, bewitching spirits which manipulate modern technology, pulse microwave radiation attacks designed to cause neurological problems, brain injuries, debilitating headaches, vertigo, binding directed energy microwave weapons, binding all vibrations which are demons, and all Leviathan spirits in their attacks, all brainwashing and Kundalini spirits in their attacks, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology attacks, techno-paganism, and mind control by the occult. We bind all water and marine spirits in their attacks, sex devils in their attacks, unclean spirits in their attacks, all passive devils and pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence, smart dust, and drone spirits. Praise the Lord. It's drone spirits. All the Havana syndrome, brain injuries, brain changes, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons. We bind all whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger, the charmer, and the seducer, and their attacks, all hypnotic and trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent, all targeted radio frequencies, pulse weapons and their attacks, microwave attacks, debilitating sonic frequency attacks, and the work of every druid, binding all microwave frequency weapons, 5G, everything coming from outer space, as it's referred to, from any planet, from any station that is planet on a planet. Any weapons coming from any satellite toward us, or through the cell towers, or through our electronic and digital technology. Amen. We want to thank the Lord for what he's doing, alerting us to things that are coming. There's going to be this test on October 4th, Lord. And we ask that you prepare us for it and remind us of it. We bind whatever ought to be bound concerning it in the name of Jesus Christ. We give no place to the devil in Jesus' name. Amen. We give no place to the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all 5G and components. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic arts, Buddhist, black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldeans, Hindu, Indian, African, European, North American, South American, Japanese, Chinese, Russian, Irish, in the UK, Rumba, Kusha, Malaysia, Rumba, Brazil, Ruka, Argentina, all global cabals in Jesus' name. Every coven of witches, warlocks, wizards, sorcerers, divinators, and outright liars, we bind in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind the evil intent of worldwide news. We bind the lies of the mainstream media. We bind covens of shamans in the name of Jesus Christ. and global cabals and the Illuminati and all the groups that comprise it in the name of Jesus Christ. So we bind their activities. We bind their plans. We bind their methodology in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind their intents and purposes in the name of Jesus. We bind indigenous groups and all their witchcraft and occult practices in the name of Jesus. We bind every form of idolatry on the planet in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over evil works wherever they are done in Jesus' holy name. We bind all Morgellons attacks. We bind Caribbean and Latin American black and white magic, voodoo, and such in Jesus' name. We bind all Morgellons attacks. And we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide. We bind all free-flying devils. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits, trapping them into their shifted form for eternity. We bind every demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. Father, we thank you for defeating the evil intent of the culture wars in Jesus' name. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse devils, satanic worship, witchcraft dedications, and all rituals done on the phases of the moon. We bind the formation of all bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land, the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bind Mammon and his agents, and we bind all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, track, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, corrupt, undermine, despise, assassinate, divide, confound, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We bind the shedding of infected persons upon us, and we return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of generations of fools and the spirit of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We bind the fool's anger. We bind food, lust, addictions, and gluttony in Jesus' name. We return to sender according to the covenant, all in every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, psychic weapon, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, all blood rituals, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin against us, astral projections, sending demons to us to work against us and against all that pertains to us, no demon, no wicked person or unrighteous event left behind, binding the inordinate use of conjugal rites, returning to sender, all witchcraft attacks through channeling and against the satellites and the webs from the satellites against the website and the app, returning to sender, all Cameroonian wizardry, black magic, juju, vexes, hexes, spells, and witchcraft. Returning all Nigerian and tribal witchcraft. Returning all Chaldean witchcraft. Returning all Spanish witchcraft. Breaking and destroying our social, emotional, and psychological ties with food and drink, which are displeasing to Jesus Christ. Binding superficial religious acts. Binding magic spells for love, money, protection, black magic, white magic, candle magic, hoodoo, root work, lucky charms, high magic, and folk magic spells, binding the demons of energies in the name of Jesus, boomeranging their wicked works upon them, binding all magical language, magic signs, magical patterns, even in numbering, binding synchrony. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient arts, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order, New Age movement, Great Reset, make-believe fantasy, fables, enchantments, la-la land, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, the spirits and works of the oppressors, and the spirit and the children of disobedience. Martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic practices and spirits, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, and defilement by wizards. We bind you all in the name of Jesus Christ, and we bind the King of Pride and all of his underlings, and we trap him in his own rugadera, in his own devices, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all human, demonic, blood, sexual, financial, animal, food, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, apathy, unyielding nature worship, deception, idle mind, unfocused mind, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, amen. All trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptation to sin in Jesus' name. We bind the mouth, the stubbornness, the attitudes, the distractions, the childishness, the demons, the procrastination, the pride, the emotions, the flesh, the sinfulness, the carnal mind, the foolishness, the ignorance, the fears, the thoughts, the defensiveness, the debt and poverty, the schemes, and trying to have our own way in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Basilic, Molech, Python, Neptune, Zeus, Apollyon, Kali, all gods and goddesses, Osiris, On, Isis, all false deities, Mammon, Atlas, and Baphomet, in 72, in the name of Jesus Christ, we chain you with eternal chains under darkness, send you into the spiritual cage, into the feet of Jesus for judgment. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, psychic weapons, prompters, codes, triggers, charms, tumors, designs, and signals, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We return the afflictions of the worker of witchcraft to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan source. Amen. We break the powers of every Masonic ritual, rite, ceremony, vow, and pledge in the name of Jesus Christ. All the rituals, all the rites, we bind the rituals of every secret society and those of the associated organizations. We bind the ceremonies, the brotherhood, the lodge, the craft, the worship, the grips, and Freemasonry in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the insanity and pride, work of errors, and foolishness of our own opinions. We bind being misled. We return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head according to scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcrafts back on their own heads, as well as their mind control in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of slumber. Father, we bind the works of those who work to bring honor to themselves. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with your word. And we ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we have come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Lord, we've come to celebrate the scriptures with you. and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Thank you, Lord. Father, we command every demon that has followed us, was sent to us, or transferred to us to leave us now, and we disconnect ourselves from them in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit that came through the computer or our cell phone, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send you back from whence you came in Jesus' holy name. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for kings, for all who are in authority, and all true Christians everywhere, especially Christians that are persecuted and were left behind in Afghanistan or some other place. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We cover ourselves, Father, in the blood of Jesus. We cover our mode of transportation, whatever it may be. And we thank you for that you've dispatched your angels ahead of us to protect us. We thank you for the removal of any objects from the road, any entities from the road. And we bind bad driving and poor transportation, poor means of transportation in the name of Jesus Christ. We cover ourselves and all and our property with the blood of Jesus Christ. We take authority, dominion, and power over the demons that come onto our property when people come to service our home or for whatever reason they come onto our property. We bind their demons in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid them to remain. We command them to leave with them in the name of Jesus Christ. And we send them back from wherever they came, Father, in the name of Jesus. We take authority over all the demons of the night. We plead the blood of Jesus over our property. We bind all the dreams that come to interrupt our sleep, bad dreams, night dreams, sex dreams, anyone or anything trying to get into our dreams. We take authority, dominion, and power over anything we were fed in our dreams. And we bind it and send it back from whence it came in the name of Jesus. We command these evil spirits to stay away. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection over us day and night and your wall of protection around us, Father. Any sharp pain that has attacked us, we return to sender in the name of Jesus Christ. We pull out all fiery darts, pins, needles, spears, voodoo, curses, witchcraft, and we send it back, Father, in the name of Jesus. We bind the devils in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep, and we close and seal every open door to the demons in Jesus' name. We burn and destroy all ungodly silver cords and ley lines and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, and all of the form of agreement with the demonic realm. We tear down and destroy walls of protection, shields of protection, any form of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, globalists, shamans, nanotechnology, sorcerers, divinators, and liars in Jesus' name. We destroy the powers of all of their charms, love spells, vexes, hexes, curses, fetishes, psychic prayers and thoughts, death, bewitchments, witchcraft, psychic warfare, psychic prayers, sickness, voodoo, magic, sorcery, pain and destruction, incense on candle burning, all psychic powers, all torment, incantations, chanting, ungodly blessings, hoodoo crystals and root work, and all tribal rituals and sins. Anything from the demonic realm, we return it now in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, for cluing us in when the enemy is trying to pull a fast one on us, trying to get something over on us. We take authority, dominion, and power over the work of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Even if we are ignorant of that type of situation, Father, we thank you for putting us on alert that the enemy is trying to attack in Jesus' name. We bind those enemies in Jesus' holy name. We bind those enemies in Jesus' holy name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we break the power of the Satanists, the sorcerers, the Wiccans, the pagans, and all of their rituals off of us. With the blood of Jesus, we erase all evil lines drawn on any part of our body, our soul, our will, or our emotions. And we thank you, Lord, for removing pain where we and punctures where we have been attacked by the enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all spirit, God, in Jesus' holy name. We close their mouths and seal it forever. We close the third eye forevermore in Jesus' name. We bind and send back spirits of hate, all this bitterness, murder, envy, jealousy, wizardry, sorcery that was sent to us. We send it back in the name of Jesus Christ. We forbid you to attack us any longer or to attack this church any longer. We send back spirits of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate. And we thank you, Lord, for opening our eyes and making us alert and aware of what the enemy is attempting to do against us in Jesus' name. Amen. We want to thank you, Lord, for your love, for your protection. And we release Psalm 91 over every member of Miracle Internet Church. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. Amen. So tonight, we're going to talk about a few things. Our featured proverb for tonight comes from Proverbs 11. Proverbs chapter 11. And our verse for meditation is from Luke chapter 11, verse 28, King James Version. For those who are not aware, we exclusively use the King James Version of the Bible in this ministry. Our featured ebook is Wizards Caging People, The Powers of Darkness. Amen. So tonight, we're going to discuss honoring his name. Honoring his name. We're going to talk about honoring his name. Now, I know for as long as you've been on this planet, you've heard people dishonor the name of Jesus. And at some point in your life, you may have been one of them. But I hope and pray that you have repented of such if you have done so, because you violated one of the commandments that God wrote with his own finger. Amen? Amen. So we were all someplace before we got born again, and hopefully you didn't participate in that particular sin. But saints, tonight's lesson must be received in a manner which is not churchy. No, in fact, it is quite personal. We've discussed many subjects concerning the Lord, but this one and others like it are being brought forth for this season of our growth. We must come to understand that we are closer to the return of the Lord than any other Christians in times past. We must come to understand that we are closer to the return of the Lord than any other Christians in times past. We are end-time believers. Our world is not only in continual flux, but it can become very implosive. Very implosive. Exploding from within. Civilization, as we have known it, is on a course of destruction. That's what you're watching happen. Civilization, as we have known it, is on a course of destruction by bursting apart from within. It is a time to clearly understand and to know that we are come to the kingdom for such a time as this. It's not by accident that we are Christians and still alive on the earth at this time. In fact, it's by divine design. So we are not the people that are supposed to cave into fear. We are not the people that are supposed to be intimidated. We are not the people that are supposed to run away in fear. We are not the people that will be afraid to confront the enemy or to speak out in the name of Jesus. We're not to be those people, to be the stalwart saints of God. We're to be the ones that stand up for the name of Jesus and the word of God. We're the one to take ground and keep ground. That's who we are. That's who we're called to be. We're not called to be, Christians that show up to church, but they don't know any word. And when it's time for them to open their mouths and speak out the truth of the word, they can't because they don't know any. Amen? There are people like that. And I'm sure you've met some of them. They pretty much operate on everything they feel, but they don't have enough word in their vessel to project them to the trajectory of the will of God. Amen? Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. So, we need to keep this in our conscious mind, that we are not necessarily like some other people that are called Christians. You know, I was having a conversation the other day with a saint who had been receiving some treatment at the hand of someone who claimed to be a Christian. But as time continued on and their conversations continued, it was discovered that this Christian actually worshiped an animal, actually worshiped a certain kind of animal, an amphibian, actually worshiped an animal. And that person was so shocked to learn that that existed, that people were still that blinded, that people still do not have the fear of the Lord. But I'm here to tell you it's the truth. It's the truth. And I don't mean a cat or a dog. I mean a reptile. They actually worship a reptile. So there are all kinds of people claiming to be Christians. You can't believe it every time somebody says, oh, I'm a Christian. No, that's not it. You need to check in with the spirit of truth to see if what they say is actually the truth. Amen? There are all kinds of people claiming to be a Christian. And many of them not only are not Christians, they have never been a Christian. Amen? They not only are not Christians, but they have never been a Christian. They've never believed exactly what the Bible says about Jesus Christ and about our lives here on earth. They don't believe it. And if you press enough, they'll tell you some other things they don't believe. But you see, the book of Revelation clearly explains that unbelievers experience the second death. Amen? Unbelievers experience the second death. There are people who engage in all kind of perverted sexual activities, and they believe that they are still Christian. And I mean even up to bestiality and beyond. Even up to bestiality and beyond. They engage with animals. So I'm going to say this again to you so you clearly understand. Just because they say that they are Christians does not mean that they are members of the body of Christ. And you need to stop falling for that one. You need not be so naive. No reason for such. No, remember we talked about the word gullible, and I've defined it for you on several occasions. No need to be gullible. Amen? At this point, we ought to know better. We've heard enough adjudications that we understand where we are in the timeline of history, and we understand that people are liars. Bold, in-your-face liars. Deceive, deceive, and deceive some more. In fact, they may as well have a PhD in deception, because that's how they actually live. Amen? So we don't need to be pretending that everything is just peaches and cream, because it's not. People are allowing their wickedness to come forth and to be on display wherever they are. They're not trying to hold it in anymore. It's in your face. It is literally in your face. Amen? You can't hide from it, and you can't run from it. And don't try to. Deal with it. That's what God wants us to do. He wants us to deal with it. Amen? You know, there have been persons who didn't want to hear the adjudications, but I have news for you. You better keep abreast of what I'm telling you. There are things that I have posted in the FYIs in the chat room that you need to know about. You need to know about. So now, don't think everything is just wonderful. And if perchance you shop at Walmart, I would suggest that you stop going through the fast checkout. It might land you in jail. But I've placed that information there already. Amen. Amen. Let's get it together, church. So, it's time. It's high time to clearly understand and to know that we are come to the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. It is God's intent for us to survive, overcome, and thrive. Survive, overcome, and thrive in this reprobate world. We are not going to run from the conflicts ahead. No, we will do as Jesus has said. We will occupy till he comes. We will occupy till he comes. We're not praying those prayers, oh, Lord, come get me out of this. It's just too horrible. No. No. We're going to stand for Jesus in this hour. That's what we're doing. We will need Jesus' courage and strength, and we will seek him for it. We will need, as in require, Jesus' courage and strength, and we will seek him for it. Charge to keep we have. A God to glorify, who gave his son our souls to save and fit it for the sky, to serve the present age, our calling to fulfill. May it all our powers engage to do our master's will. We are not here for ourselves, saints. We are here to honor our God. So tonight we will peer into honoring his name. We are not here to fulfill our lifelong dream of the house on the hill that we think we want. That's not why we're here. We're here to glorify our God first and foremost. It's not about us. It's about him. His name is holy, reverent, and unique. In his name is everything that we need. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Holy be thy name. This is an expression of praise and honor to God. It teaches us that our prayers should begin with praise and honor to God. Praise has more power with God than petition. Praise expresses more faith in God than petition. Praise expresses the highest purposes in our lives in the earth. We praise the Lord every time we do his will. We praise the Lord every single time we do his will. Obedience is a form of praise to the Lord. Everything we do, everything we say, everything we think or feel should praise and bless the Lord. If you'll join me at Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. Colossians, New Testament, chapter 3, verse 23. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, or from the heart, as to the Lord and not unto men. Whatever ye do, do it heartily, do it from the heart, as to the Lord and not unto men. Amen. That's something we all need to remember. Our Father, holy is your name. We celebrate his name because his name is holy. His name is his nature. His name is his will. His name is love. His name is his purpose and performance. His name is his purpose and his performance. You need to think about that, you know, while you're vacuuming, while you're cleaning the bathroom. You need to think about that. His name is his power. His name is all that he ordains for us and all creation. In his name is the fulfillment of all his promises to us and the fulfillment of all our needs. All of that comes in his name. He has a name that is above every name, not only in this world, not only in this life, but in the worlds to come. You see, some of us, I don't necessarily mean here at Miracle, but as believers, we begin to think that in Jesus' name is just something you just automatically throw at the end of a sentence. No, not at all. You actually have to come to a spiritual revelation of the meaning, the power, and the significance of God's name. You have to come to that. You have to allow the Lord to bring you to that place. Because you don't want your prayers to be shallow and lacking in power. You don't want that. You want your prayers to be backed up by the throne of God. So at some point, you have to understand that in Jesus' name is not a cliche. It's not. It's not a cliche. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Everything bows to his name. Everything will be made to bow to his name. He subdues all things unto himself. So we should come to the place where we understand that there is superior power, power beyond this world, that is released at his name. We should not take the use of his name lightly, nor treat his name as though it's insignificant or commonplace, because it's not. Directly connected to his very essence. We need to understand that. We need to move beyond whatever it is we have known before to another level of understanding the significance, the power, and the authority of his name. Amen? And it is possible. Amen. It is very possible. In his name is the fulfillment of all his promises to us and the fulfillment of all of our needs. Our prayers should acknowledge the holiness of his name. God's name is holy. It is not to be used in any common way and not to be used in vain. Exodus chapter 20, verse 7. 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 Thou shalt not. Thou, meaning you, shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. For the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. You see, there's a punishment that comes for using his name in vain. That's right. That's why we have a very stern warning here. A very stern warning. Because people are too cavalier with the name of the Lord. They throw it around like it's a cuss word. And I'm certain you've heard it. So we are not to use the name of our God irreverently, nor to use it to swear to a falsehood, because we will not escape the punishment if we do such. We will not escape the punishment if we do such. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11. 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 Well, you know, everybody didn't get the privilege of going to Sunday school or Sunday church. But those of us who did, we learned that. They made sure to teach it to us, you know? Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 11. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Psalm 139, verse 20. Psalm 139, verse 20. Psalm 139, verse 20. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. You're considered an enemy of God when you take his name in vain. Saints, OMG is taking his name in vain. I know I have heard Christians do this. I've even heard Christians on Christian television that I don't watch do this. It's wrong. It's sin. And it's a very grave sin. And if you have been doing this, I would recommend repentance to you. His name is to be reverenced, honored, glorified, and respected, and not to be used in an unholy way, as in joking, cussing, or lying. His name is to be reverenced. It is to be honored, it is to be glorified and respected, and not to be used in an unholy way, as in joking, cussing, or lying. Amen. Amen. Ephesians chapter 1, you don't have to turn there right now. Ephesians chapter 1 says, when he was raised from the dead and sat at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named. His name is above every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Only in this world, but also in that which is to come. We need to take it serious. In Philippians, it says that God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. That's right. So, our prayers should acknowledge the meaning of his name. God's name is his nature, his person, his power, and his purpose. The more that we are led and governed by his Spirit, the more we know his name and the more spiritually matured we become. The more spiritually matured we become, the less self-centered and selfish we are. the more spiritually matured we become, the less self-centered and selfish we are. The Holy Spirit transforms us into his nature and image when he fills us, governs us, and leads us daily. When he fills us, governs us, and leads us daily. Amen? That's why it's important to be led of God all day, every day. Amen. Some of us are still working to get there, and some of us are not as concerned as we should be. Amen. This is the reason that the Holy Spirit is known as the Spirit of adoption. Once we are transformed into his image, we have intimate knowledge of his name. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God. It does not say for as many as are led by their own imagination, by their own thoughts, by their own emotions, by their own will. It does not say that. It never has, and it never will. It says clearly, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God. It does not say for as many as are led by how they feel, or by what they think, or by what they want. It says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For we have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But we have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12. Beginning with verse 1. Romans chapter 12. Beginning with verse 1. Romans. Chapter 12, beginning with verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, I beg you, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, its ideas, its morals, its influence, what the world thinks is important, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove, put on display for everyone to see, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God? We come to know his name through our participation in his person and his purpose. When the Holy Spirit baptizes us into the body of Christ, let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 for a moment. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. When the Holy Spirit baptizes us into the body of Christ, 1 Corinthians chapter 12 at verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13. For by one Spirit the Holy Spirit. We are all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have been all made to drink into one spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. When the Holy Spirit baptizes us into the body of Christ, he gives us gifts that determine our place and purpose in this body. He gives us gifts. No, you don't get to pick your own. He does the picking. He gives us gifts that determine our place and purpose in this body. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 7. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. See, no one is left out of this. Wherefore, he saith, he ascended up on high. He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. So, that's what we should know. Amen? That is what we should know. Then, he uses us to carry out our God-ordained purpose in the body of Christ. The more faithful we are to our assignment in the body of Christ, the more we know his name. The more you allow God to use you as a living sacrifice, the more he will reveal himself to you. The more you know him, the more favor and joy he will multiply in your life. So what does it mean to know him? What does it mean to know him? Well, to know him means to experience him in a close and intimate way and gradually become one with him. That's what it means to know him. So that you may prove and put on display by your life and lifestyle what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. That's what we're going to do. We're going to allow God to use us his way. We're going to surrender and submit and humble ourselves and allow God to use us his way, at his time, for his purposes. His way, at his time, for his purposes. We are not the shining star. It's not all about us. It's not about us being seen. It's not about us being known. It's not about us being heard. It's about us glorifying God. It's not about us being seen. It's not about us being heard. It's about us glorifying God. You know, it's impossible to do that without humility. I'm just going to tell you quite frankly. It's impossible to do that without humbling yourself and without fully surrendering to God and being totally committed to him. to the point where you consider yourself dead. Dead to the I want. Dead to the me. Dead to my plans are. Dead to all of that. And living only to the Lord. No, you don't have to live in a monastery to do that. You can live right where you are living right now and do that. Amen. Now, there's some people that think, oh, no, you have to do this and you have to get on a plane and go to a foreign land. And no, you can brighten the corner where you are. You can stand there and let the light of God shine through you right where you are. That's right. In fact, that's what God wants. He wants you to be doing and being and becoming all that he wants you to do, be, and become right where you are. He wants you to learn to listen to him and to obey him. He wants you to stop doing it your way and wait for his instructions. Some of us are so accustomed to running our own lives and running our own shows that we think that's what we're supposed to do. And some of us are just downright haughty. Let's just put it that way. We make all of our own decisions. We don't wait on God for anything. And if we do, it's very few things. We still haven't learned to completely yield to the Lord. We want to be out front. We want to be seen. We want to be noticed. We want to be heard. That's not it. It's about him. And some of us are in the process of learning that. It's a process. In fact, it's a long process, to be truthful. It's a very detailed process. But we must learn literally to die to self. We must learn to overcome self so that we can exalt his holy name. Amen? If every time something is said and, well, I did this and, well, I did that and I did this, and no, you're not there. No, you're not there. You're a long way off. Amen. Amen. 3 verse 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 17. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 17. That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Really? That's right. But you got to die to self. Self can't be trying to show off its feathers. Can't be trying to attract attention to itself. Amen. We need to be truthful with ourselves. That it's still way too much of us in the way. So we can't fully honor his name because we're still in the forefront instead of him. We're still in the forefront and not him. Amen. What we think and what we want and how we think it ought to go still means far too much to us. We haven't died to that yet. But we will. By the grace of God, we will. Hebrews chapter 13. You know, we're going to verse 20. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has an opinion. But we have to learn to die to our own opinion. And the more highly opinionated you are, the more dying you need to do. We need to learn to die to our own opinion. I know that didn't feel good for some, but it's good for you. We need to learn how to lay our own opinions aside and let the word and the truth of God with the facts that are actually reality come to the forefront. We need to humble ourselves and lay aside our own opinion. Many of them are just downright fleshly. They're flesh. And the flesh profiteth nothing. We need to learn how to not allow our opinions to get in the way of the word and purpose and plan of God. We need to learn how to die to our own prejudices, our own judgmentalism that blocks the way for the grace of God to come through and do the work he seeks to perform. We need to die so that we might live unto him. Amen. Yes, it's a challenging call, but it's the call for every Christian, for every believer, no matter where you live on the globe. It was the call back in the early church, and the call hasn't changed since. This is what he says. This is what he wants. So this is what you should choose to do. Hebrews chapter 13, beginning with verse 20. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. You see, as we do what he has designed, foreordained, and called for us to do, he imparts unto us, he imparts into us the fruit and the character of his Spirit. The more of his character he produces in us, the more we look like him. If you're a gossip, Jesus is not a gossip. Yes, you may have learned that in your upbringing. It may be part of you even now, but you need to die to being a gossip. You need to die to wanting to know everything and to hear the latest whatever is going on. You need to die to that. And you need to die to it daily. You need to die to being a busybody, meddling in other people's affairs, inquiring where you should not, and possibly even being nosy. You need to die to that. It's the flesh. It's not the Spirit of the living God. No, you don't have to know every single thing. You need to do what God wants you to do. Amen? You know, some of us are so concerned about what our brother or sister in Christ is doing. No, you need to get your thing done right. That was assigned to you, that's what you need to do right. Amen. The more of his character which he produces in us, the more we look like him. So all that is in us that is not his character and nature, we need to die to. The more we bear his image and likeness, the more we enjoy his dominion and power in the earth. Amen. I want you to think about what was said tonight, because it's very profound, it's very real, and we all must walk this walk. No matter where you are in the walk or where you think you are, we all must walk this walk, and we all are called to die to self. And some of us have this idea, oh, I've died to this, and oh, I've died to that, and oh, I've died. But you know, I want to ask the Lord to prove to each of us that we are not where we think we are in this matter. I'm asking the Lord to prove to each of us that we are not where we think we are in this matter. Because as long as we are in self-deception, we think we are someplace that we are not, we will not grow. Amen? We will not grow. Amen? Amen. We need to have a life that's based in the truth, own opinion. So, we need to plan to allow God. We need to plan to allow God to take us through whatever we must go through, whatever process he has for us to achieve such. We need to plan to allow God in, to welcome him in, to open up these areas in our lives so that he can do the work that he desires to do. You see, some people think that everything is just call out a demon, just call out a demon. No, you got to grow up. It requires differing experiences for each person. We've got to come to some realizations. We've got to understand some truth to allow the word to be applied to our lives. We've got to stop being who we have been and become who he's calling us to be. Amen. We've got to stop being who we have been and say, well, at least I don't drink anymore, and at least I don't this anymore, and I don't sleep around anymore, and I don't smoke anymore. Well, that's wonderful. Praise the Lord. But we must go on to know the Lord. We can't hang our little laurel right on, okay, I don't do that anymore. No, we got to go on to know the Lord. And that means correction is coming. Change is coming. Breaking is coming. Humility is coming. The real thing. And we must choose it. If we're so self-confident in who we think we are, God can't get us to where he wants us to be. You say, well, I surrendered all before. Well, guess what? There's some more surrendering coming ahead. There's some more surrendering. There's some more dying to self. You know, fertilizer doesn't smell good, but it works miracles. There's some more. There's a lot more. There are still lies that we are believing that never were the truth. There's so much more. But this is the end time. We don't have 20 years to sit on a pew, so to speak, and listen to the same sermon over and over and over and over again with little to no growth. We must needs be changed. It's imperative. Amen. The body of Christ would have advanced further had they not decided to run when God tried to initially break them into the knowledge of what witchcraft and the occult was about. But the body of Christ, on the most part, didn't want to have anything to do with it. They didn't want to know. They wanted to live their little sanitized idea of Christianity. And God couldn't get many of them to grow. Some did, very few. And the others, right on, sticking their nose in the air, acting as if they were perfect and didn't have any sin or demons. So they remained weak Christians instead of becoming strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So sometimes the truth will hurt. But you know something? For every tree that grows, it gets pruned. And the tree can feel it when it's pruned. But it's the best thing that happened to the tree. It cannot put on display the beauty and the majesty that God built into it unless it is pruned. You know, often I drive down the street and there are crepe myrtles lining the road. And you can tell the ones that were pruned and the ones that were just left to grow on their own. The ones that were pruned as they were growing, pruned at every level, they have beautiful flowers. They're just covered with flowers. Your whole spirit lifts when you see them and view them and see their majesty and glory. And the other ones, they just look like, well, what is that? God doesn't want us to look like, well, what is that? He wants us to put on display what he put in us, himself. And we need to get out of the way and allow him to do that. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We need to get out of the way. We can step right over ourselves and allow God to be center stage in us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're going to the guest call-in line and area code 2097. You're on the air now.
Hello.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
What can we do for you? Yes, I hear you just fine.
It's Sherry. Good evening.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi. Thank you for the message. Well, I'm certainly ready to get pruned. That's for sure.
How is your friend doing?
You know, she was doing a lot better, and she just took a fall yesterday in the morning. She had a bunch of, like her daughter and then grandchildren over, and I think she was doing too much. I prayed for her. Her hip had quite the bruise on it, and I prayed for her, and she said that she hasn't had any pain or anything since, and that the swelling's down. She hasn't had a fall since, you went to bat for her until yesterday.
All right, well, let's pray for her again. Church,
okay, her name's
we're
Liz.
Ready to pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift our sister in Christ to you. And we want to thank you that you have Sherry in her life, praying for her and interceding for her. We ask you, Lord, to touch her. We ask you, Lord, not only to touch her, but to heal her and deliver her from everything that the enemy has brought against her. Thank you, Lord, for encouraging her faith. And we ask you, Lord, to teach her how to live in wisdom, how to know when it's time to stop, how to know when it's time to sit down, how to know when it's time not to go any further. Many of us need that wisdom, Lord. We need the wisdom to manage our health by the grace that you have given us. So, Father, we ask that you wrap every cell in her body with the blood stripes of Jesus Christ. We proclaim health, healing, and deliverance to her in the name of Jesus. We take authority, dominion, and power over any place in her body that has not lined up with the Holy Scriptures in Jesus' name. And we release the name of Jesus into her vessel right now. We release the name of Jesus Christ into her vessel right now. Thank you, Lord, for bringing her through. We also lift up Brother Sam to you. Amen. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We give you, we praise you. Your power is great, Lord. And we ask that you release your loving power to these two saints in their body. May they feel your presence in their bodies at work. In Jesus' holy name. And everybody said amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God bless. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I'm lifting to you one of our MIC saints that had an emergency yesterday. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. This person had to be taken to the emergency room yesterday. And so, Father, we lift this saint before you. We ask that you teach this saint how to walk in the vessel that they have as you are healing them and bringing them through. Teach them what they should do and what they should refrain from doing. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You know, some of us still think we're related to Hercules and that we can do this and we can do that and we can do this and we can do that. Not so. We need to walk within the grace that we have been given. Amen? And Father, we want to lift to you the saint that's been falling asleep at the traffic signal. This is a witchcraft attack in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We send each of these attacks back to the source in Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We send all of these attacks back to the source in Jesus' name. Really, no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And every tongue or ceremony or vow or sacrifice or whatever it may be for against us. We take authority, dominion, and power over the bewitchment of the poppy field in Jesus' name. We take authority, dominion, and power over the bewitchment of the poppy field. And we call to alertness. We call to alertness. We call to alertness that one at all times behind the wheel in Jesus' name for a mantle of the blood of Jesus on this saint. Hey, woo, thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for all that you will do, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. We just want to thank you, Lord. Your goodness is so very good to us. Your goodness is so very good to us. We also want to lift to you, Father, a Christian woman. Actually, she's a minister of the gospel who has undergone a serious illness and is recovering beautifully. But, Father, we ask you to touch the mind. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. We ask you to touch the mind. Hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the intercession. Thank you for those that are standing in the gap. And thank you for your marvelous miracle. We include in these prayers Sister Nancy. And we thank you, Lord, for your grace in her life. We want to thank you for your grace in her life. Amen. We want to thank you for your grace in her life. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, Lord, sometimes we all need instructions on what is right and fitting for our body. You know, as we matriculate here on this planet, the needs of our bodies change. What we needed when we were children is not necessarily what we need as an adult. So, Father, we ask you to school us, to reschool us on the needs of our own bodies and how best in your sight to address the issue. How best in your sight to address the issue. We want to thank you for these answers, Father. We want to thank you for these solutions in Jesus' name. We want to learn. We want to know. We want to be here till it's time, till it's your time for us to come home. Not before. Till it's time to depart this life. We don't want to leave prematurely due to our own stubbornness, our own ignorance, or our own unwillingness to participate with you. So help us, Lord. We're crying out for your help. We're crying out for your mercy. We're crying out for your knowledge and for your wisdom. Fill us. Fill us to overflow. Fill us to overflowing. Help us to humble ourselves. It may be something unusual that we are unaccustomed to or have never looked at favorably, but Lord, it's time for us to change. It's time for us to change. Help us, Lord. We need your help and we seek your help. We want to thank you that you will give it to us liberally. And you will not withhold what we ought to do. The Lord will help everyone who asks him. But you must ask in faith, believing, nothing wavering. You can't come all double-minded. You've got to have a made-up mind to do what God wants you to do. If you need to lose 50 pounds, Jesus Christ is your method. He didn't call you to run behind every infomercial that you see. And they're trying this, and this one's trying that, and the other one's trying this. Your method of healing is Jesus Christ. Follow his instructions. He knows the way. He knows your body. You wish you knew it, but he already knows it. Amen? Amen. He knows when you've been out in the heat too long. He knows when it's time for you to go back inside. He knows how much water you need to drink. He knows how much rest you need to receive. You need to go to him who knows it all to get your answer. Amen. This kind requires prayer and fasting. Amen. He knows how to take you through a fast. In every fast that we've had, there's always the statement that you need to go to the Lord for the specifics concerning you. I release to you the general instructions for everyone, and everyone is expected to go to the Lord for whatever specifics apply to them. Amen? Amen. We need to learn to sit before Jesus Christ and to receive his mind on these matters. You see, when the fasts are developed, it includes everybody. Everybody, what they do. Some people work inside. Some people are retired. Some people work outside. Some people have heavy jobs. Some people live in different locations where certain foods aren't available or certain tastes It has to include everybody, the person that's fasting for the first time and the person that's been fasting as long as I have. So when you have a specific need, you need to go to the Lord. He will give you the right instructions and tell you what he is willing to receive from you. Amen? That was made clear from the beginning. If he doesn't want you having any mayonnaise, then you will not be having mayonnaise. Praise God. That doesn't mean that all the other people in the ministry can't have mayonnaise. It means he doesn't want you to do it. Amen? And that's the way it is. Let's praise the Lord, church. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Amen. Put your hands together. He's the doctor that we have. Yes, sometimes he uses the medical industry to help us. You know, people didn't always live as long as they live now. Thank God for the medical industry. They've helped us to live longer. But we still must use wisdom. We still must go to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. The Biden administration has proposed a rule that would essentially classify any American who sells guns as a firearms dealer, thereby tightening gun control measures in the country. At present, individuals can engage in selling firearms for profit without having to be a registered firearm dealer. The new rules would classify gun sales under business activities and require that individuals engaged in it get a license as well as undertake background checks. Specifically, the proposed rule, if finalized, would clarify that an individual would be presumed to be engaged in business of dealing in firearms and therefore be required to become a licensed firearm dealer and run background checks if they meet certain conditions, said an August 31st White House statement. Yes, August 31st. The rules would be applicable if the individual offers for sale any firearms, repetitively offers for sale firearms within 30 days after being purchased, or if the firearms were new in their original packaging, or if they sell multiple firearms of the same make and model. The White House added that a formerly federally licensed firearms dealer would also come under the categorization if they sell firearms that were in the business inventory and not transferred to a personal collection at least a year before the sale. Based on the proposal, the definition of a firearms dealer is to undergo changes. The increasing number of individuals engaged in the business of selling firearms for profit have not chosen to register as federal firearms licenses as required by law, said the DOJ's Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Director Stephen Dettelbach. Instead, they have sought to make money through the off-book illicit sale of firearms. These activities undermine the law, endanger public safety, create significant burdens on law enforcement, and are unfair to the many licensed dealers who make considerable efforts to follow the law. The Gun Control Act's exceptions to the license requirement exist to allow all law-abiding Americans to exercise their Second Amendment rights, not to facilitate the intentional evasion of the background check system. This new proposed rule would clarify the circumstances in which a person is engaged in the business of dealing in firearms and thus required to obtain a license and follow the laws Congress has established for firearms dealers. Critics have slammed the gun control move by the administration, with Gun Owners of America claiming that the proposed regulations will further enhance the ATF's illegal gun registry and will make it much harder for private individuals to sell guns, effectively forcing them to either become a gun dealer or take time off work to coordinate trips with potential gun buyers to find a gun store. Eric Pratt, GOA Senior Vice President, called the proposal the next step in the anti-gunners' long-form playbook to enact backdoor universal registration of firearms and eventually to confiscate all firearms. They will not stop until that day. And I'm here to tell you that's what their program is. First, they said 5 guns. But now anyone who sells a single firearm in a given year and makes even a penny of profit will be subject to dealer requirements, including a background check. Last year, Congress passed the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act that expanded the definition of engaging in the business of firearms dealings to cover all people who devote time, attention, and labor to dealing in firearms as a regular course of trade or business to predominantly earn a profit. According to the Biden administration, an individual will be assumed to be engaging in firearm sales if they create a website or make business cards to advertise a firearms business, maintain records that track the profits and losses from the sale of guns, buy business insurance, or rent space at a gun show. Together, the proposed DOJ rules are aimed at ending the gun show loophole or internet loophole in federal law, claims the White House, referring to the sale of firearms at gun shows or at online marketplaces by unlicensed dealers. At present, federal law does not require unlicensed private firearms sellers to do background checks on gun purchases. The new definitions will not apply to people who are not selling guns with the aim of making money. This includes individuals who have a gun they no longer need and wish to sell it to a family member or those who buy or sell collectible firearms as a hobby. BSCA was passed by Congress to reduce gun violence, including by expanding the background checks that keep guns out of the hands of criminals, said Attorney General Merrick B. Garland. La la. This proposed rule implements Congress's mandate to expand the definition of who must obtain a license and conduct a background check before selling firearms. In an August 14 statement, the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action pointed out that prior to BCSA, an individual would have only needed to become a federal firearms licensee if their repeated trade of guns had a principal objective of livelihood and profit. The BSSA removed the term livelihood, thus broadening who would need a federal firearms license to sell guns. Second Amendment advocates predict the new rules being pushed by the Biden administration could easily outlaw private firearm transfers. Adrian Johnston, Director of Federal Affairs for Gun Owners of America, said that getting an FFL and following government rules are very complicated. It's not as simple as get this book and get this license and you'll be good. While those who push for gun control advocate that it saves lives, Mr. Johnston thinks otherwise. He noted that criminals don't even bother getting license, keeping records, or running background checks. This law is only going to apply to law-abiding gun owners. It's not going to save a single life. In a recent speech, President Biden had the audacity to use the August 22nd Jacksonville, Florida shooting that killed three black people to push for stricter gun regulation. I signed the most significant gun safety law in nearly 30 years. But we must not stop until we ban assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. In March, President Biden assigned an executive order that aimed to increase background checks conducted prior to gun sales. Despite the Biden administration taking more stringent measures, gun ownership in America has risen over the past 2 years, according to a poll conducted in early June by Pew Research. In the survey, 32% of respondents said they owned a gun, up from 30% in 2021. 72% cited protection as a major reason for owning a gun, far surpassing other reasons like hunting, sport shooting, and gun collection. Gun ownership was found to be more prevalent in rural areas compared to urban regions. While 20% of respondents in urban places owned a gun, 47% possessed firearms in rural areas. So we want to thank the righteous judge for pointing this out to me and for his adjudications in this area. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning, in Sacramento, California, a coalition of parental rights groups launched three statewide ballot initiatives on August 28 to counter California's guidelines keeping gender transitions of children at school secret from parents, allowing biological boys to compete on girls' sports teams, and enabling transgender medical interventions on minors. Students First California, a nonprofit parent and family advocacy group, founded last year, created a subgroup called Protect Kids California to work with other parental rights groups to organize the ballot initiative's effort. The coalition expects to begin collecting signatures in November once California Attorney General Rob Bonta issues ballot titles and summaries for each initiative. Then they will have 180 days to collect the 546,651 qualified signatures on each initiative to make the statewide ballot in the 2024 general election. The Protect Children from Reproductive Harm Act would, according to the initiative's text, protect the reproductive, sexual health, and bodily integrity of children as they grow into adults, including their natural ability to function sexually, reproduce, and breastfeed. It would also prohibit the use of puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and ban gender transition surgeries for minors. The second initiative, the Protect Girls Sports and Spaces Act, would ensure fair and safe opportunities for girls to compete in athletic programs. It recognizes physical differences between the sexes that gives males a physical competitive advantage over female athletes. It would also require sex-segregated locker rooms and bathrooms for boys and girls, and the School Transparency and Partnership Act would require consent from parents or legal guardians for social gender transitions provided to their children at school and require school staff to keep parents fully informed about all matters that are important to a parent and the well-being of a student, including the child's mental health and social and psychological development. Jay Reed, a board member of Student First California, told more than 100 supporters gathered on the steps of the state capitol building that the coalition wants to take these issues directly to California voters because, he said, the governing Democratic Party is not listening to parents. Legislation proposed this session by Assemblyman Bill Asley would which would have required school staff to notify parents within 3 days if their child identifies as transgender at school, was killed in committee before it was heard, Mr. Reed said. The Parental Rights Coalition, he said, is composed mainly of parents and young adults intent on protecting kids from dangerous and unproven policies and ideologies. Instead of reasonable conversation or engagement, we're instead called right-wing MAGA, and as a state senator called us on Friday, bigots, Mr. Reed said. So they're well into the labeling process, as you well know. Just this morning, we were labeled as anti-trans. President of the Students First Group and a trustee for the Roseville City School District, about 20 miles northeast of Sacramento, is the main proponent of the initiatives. We have a legislature that is not representing the will of Californians, he said. The political data is clear. A majority of Californians, from 2-1 or 3-1, including in many cases, 2/3 of Democrats support these issues. So we have to take this directly to the voters. Meanwhile, the Newsom administration is retaliating against such parental rights groups with California Attorney General Rob Bonta filing a lawsuit August 28th against the Chino Valley Unified School District regarding its recently adopted policy requiring schools to notify parents if a child has requested to be known as a gender other than their sex on their birth certificate. Equality California, an LGBT activist group, staged a protest on the Capitol grounds August 29th after issuing a statement a day earlier applauding the lawsuit and denouncing the school district's parental notification policy as forced outing of transgender students. This policy infringes on the rights and privacy of transgender students and sets a dangerous precedent that can lead to discrimination against others, Tony Haynes, Equality California's executive director, said in the statement. Tony Thurman, a superintendent of California schools, attended the Equality California protest and accused the school's district's board majority of creating a division for political purposes and neglecting the academic achievement of students. We're grateful to our partner, the Attorney General, for the lawsuit that he is bringing on to help clarify anything that needs to be clarified in law, he said. We've been investigating school districts that we think violate the rights of our students, and we will continue to stand for our students, says Senator State Scott Wiener. You know, we've already had an adjudication about this person, who also spoke at the Equality California rally, panned parental rights groups. We are going to put these ballot measures where they belong, in the garbage bin of history, and we're going to make sure that they stay there, Mr. Wiener said. They are now trying to make it a popularity contest for whether our children have the right to exist. We have risen up and we have said, no, not on our watch, and we're not going to do that again, Mr. Esselet said. The assembly member from Corona said at the August 28th rally that the Democratic Party is pushing a false and reckless narrative that parents' rights are anti-trans. We are not attacking trans kids. We are protecting them. They are hurting these kids. They are going to cause them to experience irreparable harm by sterilizing them or putting them down a path that leads to medical intervention that is not reversible. Mr. Elsey said his Democratic opponents have portrayed parents as a hate group and a danger to their own kids with no evidence to back up such claims. It's a lie, he said. What we are concerned with is who gets to raise our kids, who gets to raise the next generation of students in the state of California? Is it the government or is it their parents? That's what this comes down to. The government, he says, has no right whatsoever to withhold information from parents. Aaron Friday, an attorney and the Western U.S. regional co-leader of Our Duty, an international group of nonpartisan parents who are fighting against gender ideology, criticized California Governor Gavin Newsom and Mr. Bonta over this lawsuit. I have a daughter who used to believe that she was a boy. She was indoctrinated by her school, and that fact was hidden from me, she said at the Protect Kids California rally. Sophie Laurie, 23, a former college soccer player for Vanguard University in Costa Mesa, California, spoke out against boys identifying as transgender, playing in girls' sports, and using their locker rooms. She was recently not allowed to speak on the issue August 20th at a public library in Davis, California. Physiological reality is undeniable. No matter how hard females work, males are statistically faster and stronger. This is not bigotry. This is biology, she said. Seeing rights of women and girls in sports, bathrooms, and locker rooms should never have been sacrificed for the feelings of boys and men. Chloe Cole, a 19-year-old detransitioner who is suing her medical provider, Kaiser Permanente, for performing a double mastectomy on her when she was 15, told the crowd she wants to stop the mutilation of minors. California, she said, has become a safe haven for medical experimentation on children by doctors looking for cash grabs and political points. So we want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications on such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning from Naples, Florida, from books to bathrooms, the laws and rules being passed by Florida legislators and members of the State Board of Education are tightening restrictions on the LGBT community. Despite efforts, members of the LGBT community in Florida find themselves losing debates, losing ground, and more noticeably losing their temper. Evidence of the growing frustration was on full display at the August 23, 2023 meeting at the Florida State Board of Education in Naples, as members passed measures to further restrict transgender ideology in the state's education system. Florida Department of Education Commissioner Manny Diaz Jr. was also present. Proposed rules included expanding restrictions on the use of restrooms that do not correspond with a person's biological sex to include colleges and private schools. Disciplinary action for educators who violate an established law regarding sexual misconduct were also sharpened. During the course of the meeting, opponents of the new measures became progressively agitated. Verbal attacks against board members and supporters of the proposals became increasingly more personal. At one point, the level of civility had sunk so low that SBE Chair Ben Gibson advised the opponents that the board was trying to be very respectful and civil to them and asked that they maintain respect and civility as well. Board member Gracie Christie, speaking virtually, addressed the notable angst she observed. She tried to explain that bathroom spaces are very intimate and private, which is why they have been historically segregated by biological sex. She further suggested that America's culture should not be forced to go against this historical trend simply to accommodate a new ideology that is challenging the science of male and female, which doesn't change. At the August 23rd meeting, a new rule was adopted to establish the position of a magistrate who will weigh complaints filed by parents who challenge the procedure through which a book was approved, Rain Johnson, a 10th grade student at a private school in Lakeland, held up a copy of Some Assembly Required, The Not-So-Secret Life of a Transgender Teen, informing the board she was trans and gay before she read a book. Then she then angrily suggested that trying to bypass the system already in place to ban books was simply stupid and very confusing. The new magistrate would not bypass, but rather ensure that the system already in place was upheld. C.J. Smith said, the system is already ridiculous enough without adding more steps, accusing the board of snowplow parenting, and suggests that they're making the assumption that children in general cannot handle certain topics. Katie, whatever her name is, sorry about that, defined the measure that allows some parents the right to fight against something they don't believe in as fascism with extra steps. Sarah Parker accused the board of banning the education of black people. Now, Lord, you're going to have to deal with this person because she ain't got it together. Sarah Parker accused the board of banning the education of black people, insinuating that black parents work late hours and are unable to sign permission forms allowing their children to read restricted books. Nobody on this planet has voted for Sarah Parker to be the spokesperson for every black parent and all black people. No one. And Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you allow black people to front her on this situation. She is a self-appointed spokesperson for people who do not recognize her as a spokesperson. Thank you kindly. And all black parents do not work late hours and are unable to sign permission forms allowing their children to do whatever they need to do. That's just an outright lie. Amen. So now that I've said that, let's continue. The measure that inspired the most heated objections was a proposal to expand restrictions on the use of restrooms to biological sex from just K to 12 schools to include colleges and private schools. Rain Johnson asked why the board was obsessed about kids' genitals. Why do we need to think of children's genitals, she screamed. Please. Ms. Dehaney Sams accused board members of voting in alignment with supporters of the measure, whom she labeled as an extremist hate group. We're not going to keep taking it, she warned, pausing, looking to her friends before laughing. I really, really look forward to getting to know every single one of you, she told the board. Have a good day. Jesus is disappointed. Okay, Lord Jesus, it's your own. Lola Smith, a Collier County student identifying as non-binary, argued that students are not being harmed or harassed by transgender or non-binary students in school bathrooms. No, they're getting raped. India Miller, a transgender individual, said transgender people have been using restrooms that don't align with their biological sex for decades, insisting there have been no issues. She's lying, said the risk posed by transgender individuals in restrooms were a non-issue. She needs to talk to the parents of those young ladies that have been raped and molested in those bathrooms. Those claims are wrong. Virginia, a biological male student who identified as a female, abducted and sexually assaulted a female student at a school in May 2021. Rather than taking legal action against the offender, the school allowed him to transfer to another school where he abducted and sexually assaulted a second female student on October 2021. Now, we presented this as an adjudication to the Lord back then. New Mexico, a 12-year-old girl was raped by a transgender student in the trans-inclusive bathroom in October 2021. Oklahoma, a transgender student physically assaulted two female students in the restroom in October 2022. Oklahoma, another transgender student severely beat a 15-year-old female sophomore in the girls' bathroom in October 2022. California, a transgender student entered a girls' locker room. After being confronted, the male student spit on the girls and exposed his genitalia. A video shows the significantly larger male pummeling several smaller female students after the altercation moved outside of the locker room. At the behest of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, state legislators have already passed a plethora of laws restricting LGBT ideology. SB 1028 was signed into law on June 1, 2021, establishing the Fairness in Women's Sports Act, which mandates that an individual's participation in school sports at all levels must be based on biological sex at birth. CSCS HB 1557, the parental rights in education measure, branded by opponents, primarily the mainstream media, as the Don't Say Gay Bill, was signed into law on March 28, 2022. The measure forbids classroom instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in kindergarten through grade 3. While a February 2022 study from the Public Opinion Research Lab at the University of North Florida found that 49% of Floridians opposed the original law prior to its passage. A survey released by Floridians for Economic Advancement after the bill's passage found that 52% of Florida's Democrat voters opposed teaching children in kindergarten through third grade about sexual orientation in the classroom. Nationally, a September 2022 New York Times and Siena poll showed that 70% opposed lessons on sexual orientation and gender identity being taught to elementary school children. On May 17th, Governor DeSantis signed four transgender-related bills into law. CSHB 1521 prohibits anyone from willfully entering restroom or changing facility designed for the opposite, refusing to depart when asked to do so, and authorizes the Attorney General to bring enforcement actions. CSSB 254 grants Florida courts temporary emergency jurisdiction over children under the age of 18 and allows for purposes of warrants to take physical custody of a child that is being subjected to sexual reassignment prescriptions or procedures. The law also prohibits the expenditure of state funds for sex reassignment prescriptions or procedures and requires the immediate suspension of the license of a healthcare practitioner who is arrested for committing, attempting, soliciting, or conspiring to commit violations of the law. SB 1438 prohibits someone from knowingly admitting a child to an adult live performance that depicts or simulates nudity, sexual conduct, or specific sexual activities. Violators of the law will be charged with a first-degree misdemeanor, punishable by up to 1 year in prison and a fine of up to $1,000. Businesses that have a liquor license and knowingly violate the law will have that license suspended. The first violation receives a $5,000 fine, the second $1,000 fine. On June 24th, a district judge in Florida issued a temporary, I think that's supposed to be injunction, against the law. CSCSHB 1069 extended the prohibition on sexual orientation or gender identity instruction from pre-K through the eighth grade and prohibits school boards from imposing requirements that force personnel or students to use pronouns that do not correspond to someone's biological sex. And it goes on, and I'm going to let you finish reading that one. Yes, I am. It's quite detailed, and I'm going to allow you the privilege of reading that one. We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications on such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning trifecta of powerful globalist organizations is rigorously executing a plan to teach kindergartners about sexuality and empower children to say yes to sexual encounters, according to agency documents. Critics say this amounts to child being groomed for sex under the banner of human rights and education, while pedophilia is promoted and parental rights are undermined. Experts said that the push for these programs to be accepted in nations around the world could lead to the practice of having sex with consenting children being viewed as acceptable. Proponents of the program say they seek to ensure that children's rights to sexual pleasure are protected. The International Planned Parenthood Federation and the World Health Organization and the United Nations are advancing children's exposure to sexuality on two fronts, according to the documents. On one front, the organizations are promoting comprehensive sexuality education that emphasizes consent for sex. On another front, the groups are pushing to remold the portrayal of children and young people as sexual beings with sexual rights that should be based on maturity instead of age. The version of childhood sexual education promoted by the groups includes what most parents would recognize as sex education. The course includes explanations of reproductive biology and discussions of how abstinence can prevent pregnancy and sexually transmitted disease. But the curriculum also introduces the idea that minors have rights to make decisions concerning their own bodies and to experience desire, pleasure, and happiness without parental involvement while exploring homosexuality and role-playing. Proponents such as the World Health Organization say evidence shows that young people are more likely to initiate sexual activity later and to practice safer sex when they are better informed about sexuality, sexual relations, and their rights through programs like childhood sexual education. The American Academy of Pediatrics has praised childhood sexual education for giving children and youth access to developmentally appropriate education that increases the rates of contraception and condom use. The American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists Committee on Adolescent Healthcare has cited studies demonstrating that childhood sexual education reduces the rativity, unprotected sex, STDs, and teen pregnancy. Meg Kilgannon and other experts are convinced that childhood sexual education is harmful. She believes that the globalist group's agenda would ultimately harm children by normalizing pedophilia. Ms. Kilgannon, Senior Fellow for Educational Studies at the Family Research Council, believes the ultimate goal for these groups is to lower the age of consent to make it legal for children to have sex. And to tell you the truth, that's been their agenda for a long time. There are messages by the late Pat Holliday that tell you that bluntly. Amen? There are adults who want to have sex with children, and they are working in international sex rights groups to make that happen, Ms. Kilgannon said. Stefano Generini, attorney and vice president for legal studies at the Center for Family and Human Rights, a conservative watchdog group in New York. He says a network of UN agencies and nonprofits provides children with information about engaging in all manner of sexual activity, transgenderism, and abortion. The coordinated international effort is very well funded, he said. This is not a conspiracy theory. No, it's no theory. It's in full practice. Sex education is starting younger than ever. The UN Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization, UNESCO, commissioned a document about teaching sex education to children beginning in kindergarten called the International Technical Guidance on Sexual Education. UNESCO worked with the World Health Organization and UN agencies such as UN Women and the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, to develop the guide. According to the agency websites, the document's introduction states that the program's aim is to equip children and young people with knowledge, and to empower them to develop respectful social and sexual relationships. The guidance falls under the UN's Global 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development. UN members, including the United States under President Obama's leadership, adopted the agenda's 17 goals in 2015 for ending poverty, protecting the planet, and improving lives worldwide. As a part of that agenda, the UN wants its brand of sex education to be mandatory worldwide. It has called on governments to enforce the policies through international pledges already made. Continued efforts are needed to ensure that CSE, childhood sex education, is mandated under law and or policy, according to a UN agency progress report called The Journey Towards Comprehensive Sexuality Education. To help further that mission, the IPPF published a kit that outlines sex ed standards for children younger than 10. The toolkit teaches that some children aren't comfortable being identified as male or female based on their sex organs. It prescribes teaching youngsters in that age group that sexual activity should always be mediated by consent and individuals agree, free from any pressure to engage in intimate relationships. Sexual activity may be part of different types of relationships, including dating, marriage, or commercial sex work, among others. The program instructs children under 10 years of age. Meanwhile, the IPPF, along with other global non-governmental organizations, collaborated with the World Health Organization and the UN to frame child sexual rights as human rights. The IPPF developed EXCLAIM, Young People's Guide to Sexual Rights, an IPPF declaration, partly based on the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. The concept of young people's evolving capacity stems from that convention. It calls on leaders and societies to value young people's developing maturity to make decisions on their own. The Sexual Rights Declaration says children and adults are entitled to have pleasurable sex, and they mean together. Those under 18 years should enjoy the full range of human rights, including sexual rights, according to the document. Young people are sexual beings, the document states on its opening page. They have sexual needs, desires, fantasies, and dreams. It is important for all young people around the world to be able to explore, experience, and express their sexualities in healthy, positive, pleasurable, and safe ways, the guide continues. It asserts children can make decisions about sex based on their maturity, free from parental interference. The document states that laws shouldn't discriminate against children's sexual rights based on age. Since each young person develops at their own pace, there is no universal age at which certain sexual rights and protections gain or lose importance, the document states. Those sentiments are echoed in the 8 March principles for a human rights-based approach to criminal law prescribing conduct associated with sex reproduction, drug use, HIV, homelessness, and poverty. The document was produced by the nonprofit group International Commission of Jurists and endorsed by attorneys around the world. All right, I'm going to let you finish reading that one because it's deep. Amen. We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudications concerning such. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning. A pastor in Florida was forcibly removed from a school board meeting when he attempted to read aloud pornographic passages from a book that was available to children. The man was one of around 30 parents at the Monday meeting at the Indian River County School Board. Pastor John K., I can't say his last name right, began to read from the book titled 13 Reasons Why by Jay Asher, but he only got one sentence in before the board shut him down, as if letting him finger me was going to cure all my problems, the pastor read, prompting one board member to yell into the microphone, "Sir, I'll stop you there." The pastor's mic was then cut off and security was called as he attempted to continue to read. A citizen read from a pornographic book available to students in the schools and was shut down by the board, then removed by security. Too graphic for the board to hear, but perfectly okay for middle schoolers. Other parents at the meeting were also cut off when reading from different books, all available to school children. However, Governor Ron DeSantis instituted a rule early in the year that the state's parents shall have the right to read passages from any material that is subject to an objection. The rule also decrees that if parents are prevented from doing so, then the materials they are objecting to must be immediately removed and discontinued from use in the school. Florida school voted to remove dozens of pornographic books after parents read from these books out loud, and one was even escorted out by security. Indian River School Board member Jacqueline Rosario told Fox News that she was the only member to vote to remove the books last year, and that until the new rule was other board members ignored laws on pornographic, obscene, or sexually explicit content and continued to make the books available in school libraries. Now, when these folks stand before Jesus, it's going to be a good day. The difference now is HB 1069 has allowed parents to read explicit books at board meetings. And if they get shut down, then the book is immediately removed. This is a good thing, Rosario noted. It is a litmus test for acceptable, age-appropriate, and standards-driven library books. If you can't read them at a board meeting, then you can't have them in our schools. All that is needed now is for a passage to be read, and the book can be removed immediately, she continued. Rosario added that the superintendent and board members refused to acknowledge the gross content made available to kids until now. Finally, they don't have a choice. It's about time the truth be made known. Explicitly sexually graphic, pornographic, and obscene material does not belong in any school. It is written in Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Amen. So you have some reading there to do, saints, so you can get the full gist of what the Lord wanted me to present tonight. Amen. Brother Marshall, and the Lord is waiting for our prayers. We want to thank the righteous judge for his adjudication in such. Brother Marshall, you need to push the button. Thank you. still can't hear you. Amen. I don't know what's happened, but we still cannot hear you. Amen. Okay, let's go this way.
Hello.
There we go.
Oh, you were trying the cell phone before. It's in the other room.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We can hear now. We'll try it with this. If it's not clear enough, I can switch to the headset. Anyway, Father, we thank you, Lord, you hear our prayers, not because of what we've done, because of what Jesus did. We thank you for your extraordinary grace that even while we were sinners, and it says everyone has sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Every single person. Every single one of us has sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We thank you, Father, that you gave Jesus back the glory that he had with you from before the foundation of the world. We thank you for your glory for defense. It says the glory of children are their fathers in, Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5. We thank you for being a wall of fire round about and the glory in this. We come boldly and joyfully before your throne of grace in time of need. She said, call upon me in the day of trouble and I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. And you cannot lie. It's impossible for God to lie. And you said, if two of you on earth agree such anything, ask it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And I believe that Pastor Sabrina alluded to the fact that God really likes praise a lot better than murmuring and complaining. So I've been known to go in the wrong direction there in the past, and I repent, Father. And we repent for our personal sins and generational iniquities, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, every spirit of presumption, and all those spirits of vain imagination we hold for ourselves and those we can stand in, for all thoughts captive and subject to the complete obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For you said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, not like having to use a machete that came against Winnie or anything else like that. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to pull down the strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. And so we thank you, Father, like it says in the end of Psalm 5, let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy. Only when they feel like it. No, let them ever shout for joy. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. What thou accomplish them is with the shield. Thank you for favor as a huge shield, Lord. That goes all the way around. The huge shield. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping us by the power of your name. Even as Jesus said, Father, I'm no more in the world, but these are in the world. Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. So for your name's sake, for the glory of the living God, Father, we ask you to deliver all those in harm's way, not just the United States, not just the Canada, not just in Europe, every single nation, including those people in Africa. I forget it, where maybe it was Uganda. They learned a few things the hard way, Father God. And they said, no, we don't want to go along with this transgender thing that the Obama administration was trying to push. They said, no, we don't believe in that. And I think it might have been their same nation. They found out that they could do the so-called COVID test, which is a joke, on a papaya and a goat, and it came back positive. So, Father God, we know that this is all part of the psychological warfare. And you said, Father God, that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. You said, if two of you on earth agree, it's just touching anything you ask, it shall be done, my Father's in heaven. So Satan, you the mind blinder, and every one of your underlings, named or not named or bound, in Jesus' name, from our position seated in heavenly places, as well as our feet on the earth, Father God. And we thank you, Jesus, that you're interceding for each and every one of us. Thank you, Jesus, for raising us up by your blood, because of the power you pay, the price that you paid when you hung on that cross, for the joy that was set before you. Thank you that you gave thanks when you offered your body, your flesh on that tree to take our punishments in your own body on the tree. For Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us in our place, being made a curse for us, that the blessings of Abraham might come on the Gentiles, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And we thank you for sending the Holy Ghost, Father. Thank you for the Spirit of adoption. Thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us. Thank you, King Jesus, that you're ever living to make intercession for each and every one of us. So each one of these items that Pastor Sabrina went to all that trouble to research and find, and Brother Bill went to the trouble of posting these rather long and detailed sections of what's going on in this world. It doesn't quite fit with thinking on only those things that are lovely. But there was a man who thought he was a real awesome Christian, and he was in some estimations, and then he died back in 1979. What was his name? Howard Pittman. He died in August of 1979, and he was running for political office, and he'd been a police officer, and he'd been a pastor, independent Baptist pastor, didn't believe in miracles for today, he and all that thing. But he physically died. He died. Was at least out of his body for 15 minutes, according to the paramedics, when it's being transferred from one hospital to another. And he saw things, Father God. He saw, in a hospital setting, he saw, what did he see? He said he saw a man looking at a woman. Back then, they used to call men and women, women. A man looking at a woman, and the spirit of lust entered into him. And he saw that spirit of lust come up out of the floor as a frog and enter into his mouth as he was just gazing on this woman in a hospital setting, maybe where this man was when he's being having CPR or whatever they're doing for him. So, Father God, we thank you that even he was out of his body. He was looking down his body from above. But, Father God, we know someday all of us get to leave our bodies. We have a new body for each one of us. And we thank you, Father God, you've not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. So, Father, we ask for your adjudication. All these people that they've been trying to do this under the Obama administration, and I think, what's his name, Barack Hussein Obama. And Obama, I think, his name stands, it's Obama, I think, is there, no, Barack stands for lightning. I saw Satan fall as lightning from heaven, it says. But Barack is also the name of the man who worked with the of the good what was her name, Deborah, the Deborah that he didn't have the whatever some people want to call it, the stones. A lot of people suffering from a deficit in male hormones, apparently, maybe too many plastic water bottles or something, or some other agendas, too much soy. But anyway. But I don't want to digress. But Father God, Deborah, she knew what was right, and Barack went and did what he was supposed to do. But you had a woman come and drive a tent mail through that enemy's head, Father God, and that's how King David destroyed the enemy that was Goliath was coming against them. He took a smooth little stone with his shepherd's sling, and he thing that missed all his armor, went right between, hit them right in the forehead. And Father, we bind that spirit of pride and presumption, every so leviathan's bound, heads and tails cut off, from all these transgender perverts and pedophiles and all the people behind the fascists that are trying to take over the world, not just in Ukraine, not just the Nazis in Ukraine, all the Nazi world order all over the earth. They're trying to take over. They want to take over Russia, too. Russia likes to stand up for their traditional Russian, whatever it is, Russian Catholic, whatever it is. There's a name for it. I forget. I guess it is Russian Catholic. They do have some of the idols and things. But Father God, you know how to forgive those people. You got a hold of Winnie. She used to be in a Roman Catholic church, Father God, and you got her out of there. So we ask you to, we pray for those who despitefully use us as we repent and renounce all of our personal sins and generational iniquities. And we ask you to have mercy on all of us. We don't know what to do, but we're looking on you, Lord. Looking on you. Your eyes are red with wine. And we ask you to have mercy on all of us. Thank you for guiding us with your eyes as we repent, renounce all generational sins and personal iniquities. We pray for those that can be saved, including those people enforcing the new constriction on guns, because they've been trying to do this for a long time in the United States. They did it pretty effectively in England and in Australia and in Canada. But that's one of the last things we have. Kind of pretty well trashed the First Amendment. But there are a lot of alternative sites coming up, getting the truth out, Father God. And we thank you for those people that are able to find the truth, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the people that are standing up against this, Father God. And we ask you to raise up the people that should stand up against this, Father God. And I know that many of the people in the U.S. Congress that are supposed to be elected are serving this whole other government, the United States Corporation. And they're just servants of this corporation. They're not servants of the people. And they have to do what they've been blackmailed or told to do. And there's a few that are standing up for the truth. But, Father, we ask you to raise up many, many more. Many, 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 many more. And I thank you, Father God, for those people that had the gumption. So there were some people I heard this running for office, Father God, that was in the military as a Green Beret or something like that. Father, we thank you for the people that are actually running for office, that actually have Protect them. Protect those that are standing for the truth. And those that want to protect the Second Amendment rights of the United States, Father God, in Jesus' name, from all these people trying to do this. And protect all the children in every area from the perversion of the pedophiles, Father God, not just in California, but every area. We thank you for the coalition of parental groups' rights that are standing up, Father God, against this nonsense, Father God, and all the perversion. We bind every spirit of proud wrath that's coming against them, Father. We thank you for protecting those people and the Protect the Kids California group and these other groups, Students First California. We thank you for protecting them and delivering. Father, loose your obedient angels. You said, whatever you bind on earth is bound in void. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. And Jesus said he can presently ask you for more than 12 legions of angels. And Jesus said, the things I have done, you will do, and greater things than this. In John 14:12, we ask you to loose your obedient angels. And we're asking in agreement according to Matthew 18:19. And we thank you for doing so. Aren't they not all ministering spirits that minister for the heirs of salvation, like you said in Hebrews chapter 1? I think it's the end of the chapter, verse 14 or something like that. So we thank you for sending your angels to fight for all those that are standing for the truth, including those people that are standing for the common sense, practical points of view. Even the chiropractor in Missouri was being sued for $500 billion because he said, D3 and zinc could be helpful. Well, the government says so on their own website. But they wanted to sue him for $500 billion. But I think they've backed down, Father God. We ask you to also deliver Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. All these people that are standing for the truth, those that some of them, like Dr. Tenpenny, professes to be a genuine Christian. I think she is, but I don't know her heart. You're the only one who even knows my heart, let alone Sabrina's or Bill's or any of us. But, Father God, we ask you to help these people standing for the truth as best they know how. And those people that are railing against them, Father God, in Jesus' name, we ask you to have mercy on their souls if you can. And if not, we ask you to deal with them according to your word in Jesus' name. And we thank you for doing so, Father, in Jesus' name. We bring them before you, before your throne for your judgment, Father God. You said, judge nothing before the time. It's pretty hard sometimes, Father. So help us, Father. Help me, Father, to be able to walk in the Spirit, keeping my eyes fixed on Jesus and not worrying about this world right here and right now, because we're only here for a little while. Maybe you're here for 250, 350 years. How long is that? That's nothing. Maybe we're here for 600 years. I don't want to limit anybody. But maybe it's 1,000 years. Methuselah almost made it to 1,000 years. Some people say we're living longer now than we did. Now, I think we lived pretty long back then before people started to sin more. But Father God, you said, let the saints, where is this? Psalm 149. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth. And the sword of the Spirit, a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute upon them the vengeance, to execute the vengeance upon the heathen and punishments upon the people, to bind their kings with chains, their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon the judgment written, this honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. And what is the judgment that's written for all these people that are trying to pervert the children, trying to bring in all these things that Bill was so kind to post, all these long, ongoing things, and these children that have been raped by transgenders in the bathrooms, Father God, or molested or just attacked, Father God. And we thank you that you do have new laws in Florida, at least. That's nice. I don't happen to live in Florida in the natural. Of course, we all see it in heavenly places, actually, according to Ephesians 2:6, Proverbs 18:10, and that's where our citizenship is in heaven. Forgot about it. We ask you to protect all the children according to your will, Father God, and all these people that have been plans to molest the children, plans to want to be able to give them rights. Oh, you're 12. Sure, you can consent to this. I was around 12. I had a person who married into my family, which I don't know if my mother knew that person was homosexual or not, but he was very kind, very gentle, but he had an agenda, Father God, and he was a pervert, Father God. And, you know, I know about this firsthand, Father God, touching me in places that should not be touched. Like, who was it? Was it the picture of Biden with his hand on the head of, what's that nation over there, they were having the war over there on his backside? Oh, that the wickedness of the wicked has come to an end, but establish the just, like it says in Psalm 7, verse 9 and following. For the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins. And you know every one of our hearts are. My defense is of God. I can't depend on the military. I can't depend on the police necessarily. My defense is of which God? The Creator God who created the earth, which saveth the upright in heart. Thank you for purifying our hearts by faith because of the blood of Jesus. The righteous, the judge, that God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked every day. You know how to deal with them, Lord. If he turn not, he will whet his sword. He has bent his bow and made it ready. He has also prepared for him the instruments of death. He ordaineth his arrows upon the persecutors. Behold, he travaileth with iniquity and conceiveth mischief and brought forth falsehood. He made a pit and digged it, has fallen into the ditch which he made. His mischief shall return upon his own head, and his violent dealing shall come down upon his own pate. I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness, because he's the Holy One and the just, and will sing praise to the name of the Lord Most High. Thank you for your name, Lord Jesus. That's the name above all names, at whose name every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, all these people from all these different groups, from the LGBTQ group, from the international global groups of the UN and the World Health Organization, or the another nickname for that. What is the other nickname for it? Anyway, it's the opposite. It has nothing to do with health whatsoever. Father God, and of course they have their agenda, because they fashion themselves as if they've got it all figured out and how they're going to control all of us little peons. Father God, but we're not peons. We're joint heirs with Christ. That's what it says in your word in Romans chapter 8, verses 15. We've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. So Heavenly Father, for Christ's sake, your arm's not too short to save. Deliver us all. And all those that are standing for the truth, there's multitudes, even in California, maybe whatever, they said like two-thirds, even the Democrats, are in favor of protecting the children. And the people in Florida, many of them are in favor of protecting the children. Father God, we ask you to deal with those school board members that won't even allow the passages to be read from these books that are perfectly okay for, you know, a nine-year-old to read in school, but they don't want to hear it in the school board meetings. We ask you to deal with every one of these, Father God, and show it, make it. We thank you for the things that Biden said are blatantly coming out into the open. The things he said in the past are coming out. Oh, my son never did anything wrong. I know him. He's a really great guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they enjoy a little white powder together. I have no idea. Father God, because that, because we ask you to deliver all those, Father God, not just those children that just want to be able to participate in sports and have their own separate bathrooms with biologically appropriate bathrooms, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for delivering all those, including those people that say, there's no problem.
When I was just a child, I heard a beautiful story, how you loved me so much that you died on Calvary. And though I claimed you were back, oh,